Roslyn, and I have spent the last 2 years of my life working on a big ship called the Doulos, the MV Doulos. The Doulos is a ship that sails around the world bringing knowledge, help, and hope. And everything we do, we just try and show and share the love of Jesus Christ. But I haven't always believed in what I do today, and God's taken me on quite an interesting journey to get me to the point where I can share His love with people today and the importance of His love. I am 26 years old and I grew up in South Africa. I come from a family of four people. I have only one sister who is 1 year older than me. We grew up going to church every single Sunday, but in the week we were not Christian. My parents used to fight quite a lot. And when I finished school, my parents actually got divorced. So when I went to university, I moved away from home with a little bit of anger and bitterness, but I was also excited for what I wanted to experience in my new life, away from home, away from rules, away from parents telling you what to do. And in my university days, I went out with my friends. I used to go partying quite a lot and just enjoyed my life. And at the end of my first year of university, I met somebody that I ended up falling madly in love with. And at the same time, he fell in love with me. And at this stage, I thought that this was it. This was my life. I wanted to get married to him when I finished my studies. I wanted to travel and I wanted to do many different things with this man. And I thought life could not get better. But one evening, I was waiting for my boyfriend to pick me up. And I waited and I waited and I waited and he didn't come. 2 very, very long days later, I had somebody phone me to tell me that they had found his body and he had been killed. So all of my plans, all of my future that I thought was so perfect had just disappeared in front of me. Everything just fell apart. And at the same time, I was really angry at God, because I thought God had given me such an amazing person and then taken him away from me. So I didn't want anything to do with God. But at the same time, I had a very broken heart. So I started to look for ways to heal my heart. So again, I went out drinking with friends, but something didn't sit right and I knew that that wasn't right. Then I tried to lose myself in my studies, but that also didn't work. I just stared blankly at the pages in front of me. I started reading different books on different beliefs, but that just also didn't seem right. And just anything I grasped at to try and heal my heart just didn't work. And slowly, slowly, as time went on, I became such an angry person. I was angry when I went out, when I drove and someone cut in front of me. I was upset with my sister who I lived with. I was just sad and I had so much pain inside of me. And in this time, I also did many silly things that I regret. But during this time, I just did many things that just made me more angry and more hurtful towards other people. And I didn't want to accept help from anybody. And in my culture, it's not good to show your weakness. So I didn't want to show that I needed help. So I stayed guarded, and people from the outside thought I was okay because I always looked all right and I never showed any emotion. But inside, I was so broken. I was so angry. And every night I used to close my bedroom door and just cry myself to sleep. And then I finished my degree 2 years later. I'm not quite sure how, but I managed to finish my degree. And I decided that I couldn't carry on with my life the way I was, with all this brokenness. So I moved back home with my mom, and I slowly started to realize that maybe God is right, maybe God can help me. So I went back to church. And little by little, people around me and just different things, God started to show himself to me. And through little things, God started to say to me, you can trust me. You can give me your heart and I will heal your heart. And it took a long time because the first time you give somebody your heart and it gets broken, you're a little bit scared to do it again. But God was patient with me and he let me take a long time to finally give my heart to him to be healed. Slowly my heart was healed. It took a long time. And during this time where I was going back to church and God was healing my heart and I was starting to really feel the joy and the presence of him and just taking my pain and my burdens to him and asking him to be in my life. During this time also a friend of mine was going with her church to a country kind of in the Middle East. It's a closed country where you cannot preach the gospel or you cannot share Jesus. And while I was there, I looked around at the people there and I saw that their eyes were empty. I saw that they were also broken and they had the same things that I had inside of me. But the difference was that I knew Jesus Christ and I knew the only God that could heal and restore people. And during this time, I really felt God saying to me, Roz, you need to share me with these people. You need to tell these people about the only God that heals and restores. So when I came home, I knew I wanted to just travel around the world and share Jesus with people, but I didn't know how to do this. And a few months later, I saw a presentation at my church about the doulas. The doulas was a beautiful ship that traveled around the world and met people from many different countries and cultures and share Jesus in every possible way with the people. So I decided that this is what I wanted to do with my life. So a year and a half later, I was on the doulas. And this has been my home for 2 years where I've been able to share my story with many people and hopefully share Christ's love with people out there who are broken and who have pain. And to just let them know that there is someone that loves them and wants to heal them. When I joined the doulas, I just joined to serve God and just do whatever the people there needed to me to do. So I spent the first 6 months of my doulas life working in catering. And in this department, I washed dishes for about 300 people who work on board the doulas. And for me, this was a very humbling experience. Every job I have done before, I've always been paid. And to do a job like this, I always used to do it for money, or quite a bit of money. And now one day, working in catering, while I was washing these hundreds of dishes, I thought, no, it doesn't matter because I'll get a good pay from this. But then something came into my head and thought, Roz, you don't get paid on doulas. And then I started to think, who am I doing this for? Who am I serving? And I realized that I'm serving Jesus, and that's a better pay. And it's better for me to do it for the people out there, just to serve people on the ship so that they can go out and help others. After working in catering for about 6 months, I joined a department called the program room. And in there, we designed programs for many different people, school children, pastors, youth, cafes, just whoever and whatever the country needs or what's applicable. And there I also got to see God working in amazing ways as people shared stories, as children laughed. I just saw God speaking to people in different ways. And I just thank God for giving me that experience of working there. Now I work in what we call a preparation, the lineup advanced preparation team. And I go ahead of the ship and I help prepare for the visit. While we are here, we try and connect with the people and tell them about the ship. The ship actually has a bookshop on board that has different types of literature. And people can come and buy educational literature, Christian literature, many different things like that. In Papua New Guinea, I didn't realize how desperate something as simple as a bookshop could be. But while I was there, I saw thousands and thousands of people standing in the hot sun for 4, maybe 5 hours, waiting just to be able to buy a few books. And sometimes we forget how privileged we are to have a bookshop just down the road. Other things I've seen through the Doulos, I've just seen broken people come and find friends on board the Doulos. People sharing their lives, sharing their stories. And I've been blessed to meet many of these people. I've been able to go to ladies' prisons, to hospitals, to schools, to disabled places, many different places just to share Jesus Christ with the people. In my travels, I was very lucky to spend a bit of time in Fiji. And while we were there, we did a program for street children. And I was very blessed to meet a man who I'm not really sure what his name is. I just call him Chief because I know his name sounds something like Chief. So I was very blessed to meet Chief. Chief used to be a street child himself. And somehow, through Jesus Christ, he was taken off the street. And he managed to work for ships and for boats, and he got to travel around the world, and he actually got to do many things, and God blessed him in many ways. And he was actually able to retire and have a comfortable life somewhere. But Chief realized that there was more to life than this, and he came back to Fiji. He came back to his area where he came from, and he saw all the little boys that are in the same situation as him. And now every morning for the past 20 years, he gets up at 6:15 in the morning and he's out there, rain or shine, and he feeds these young street boys every single day. And it just really touches me how this man could choose to live comfortably and to be just settled and happy. But he gets up every morning and he serves the people and he serves these street boys and he just wants to give them a chance. So one day I asked him and I said, "What makes you do what you do? What makes you get up every day? What drives you?" And he said to me, "Roz, it's not enough that we just tell them about Jesus' love. We have to show them. We have to use our hands and our feet in every single way that we can. We have to show Christ's love to these people." And this just really touched me. And I'm really blessed to meet a man like this. Another interesting experience I had was in Kaohsiung, where a friend and I, we went out with a local family who were not believers. And they were just showing us around Kaohsiung and they took us to a restaurant and we were driving back to the ship. And on our way back to the ship, we stopped at a traffic light and there in front of us was a big temple. And the lady said to me, "Do you go and pray there?" And I said to her, "No, we don't pray there." And through this, the door was opened for us to share about Jesus with her and the salvation that we have in Jesus. And this woman and her daughter, they actually believed that they couldn't go to church because they weren't baptized. And they had a lot of preconceived ideas about the church and about Christians. But we were able to change her ideas and give her a Bible and actually show her a church. And now I've been very blessed to come back here 2 years later, and I've recently just received an email from a friend who's told me that the two girls and the mom are now saved and they are now working in the church. And they also will be helping with the doulas visit to Kaohsiung this time, and they'll be working on board the ship and serving. Just thank God for stories like this. I pray that I'll be used for many more things like this. During this time, I was very broken and hurt. God gave me some verses, and he shared some things with me. It says in Psalm 34, verse 18, that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those that are crushed in spirit. And that just says exactly what I was. I was brokenhearted, and I was crushed in spirit. But God just showed me that he was there for me, and he did exactly what he said. He was close to me, and he saved me. Another thing that really touched me was from Psalm 139, where God speaks and he tells us, somebody actually told me to put my name in this, so you can put your name in this. And you can feel like God is speaking to you as a person. When he says, "Oh Lord, you have searched me. You have known me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my goings out and my lying down. You are familiar with my ways. Before a word on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge to me, wonderful to me, too lofty for me to attain." This just carries on telling us how precious we are to God, how he knows us so well and everything we do, and he loves us so much. At this stage, I had a very bad self-image, because I'd done some stupid things and I felt like I was a bad person. But God showed me through all this that he knew me. He knew me inside out, but he still loved me. And he knows my heart and he knows the thoughts and everything inside of me, but he still loves me. And I just thank God for that. There may be some of you out there who are crying out, whose heart is broken, who feel lost, who feel pain, and you don't know what to do. And maybe you lie in bed at night, wondering if there's anyone out there who really cares about you. But I can promise you that God does care and he does love you. And I pray that in those times that you will cry out to him, you will ask him to reveal himself to you, to show you his love, just to say to him that you're sorry for the things you've done and for the pain you've caused. And just be real with him and open up to him and be honest with him with everything that's on your heart. And ask him to come and heal you and be with you. And he will, because he's a faithful God and because he loves you. But that's not where it stops. It carries on. God carries on loving you and you carry on growing. And there are many different ways you can do this. You can go to a church, read his Bible. The Bible, a personal love letter written just for you from God. Just beautiful things in there and promises God has given you and given us. So I encourage you, if you don't really believe or you don't understand, ask people, buy a Bible, read it. Just go honestly to God and ask him to help you. He's faithful. He'll never leave you.